Blog Talk Radio.
Tuesday evening, February 19th. I believe this is around our fifth show. Still trucking on, still brand new, but still for you. I'm your host for this evening. Please feel free to call me up, 646-915-8680. This is the Off-Ramp. We discuss anything. You know, I'm a person who loves sports. I can talk sports all day. But I'm open to anything. You know, we can talk about relationships. We can talk about things that's in the news. We can talk about anything you want because this is my show and my show is your show. I'm a man of the people. I'm a people of the man. Whatever you need, I'm here for you. I'm your pusher, baby. But anyway, I ain't going to start hitting my American Idol notes on y'all too soon. Y'all ain't ready for that, boy. So, as I sit here with a cut contact in my eye, man, I'm beat up, man. I don't know how people get used to these contacts. I done had contacts for about a year. And for some reason, every time I take them out, I cut them. So I get them little rips in them. So it irritates my eye. Do I decide to put a new one in? No, because them shit is like $100 a box. So you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to look at this screen and talk to y'all with the blurry, itchy eye. But it ain't pink eye, folks. Because, you know, when I wipe, I wash my hands afterwards. So there ain't no poop in my eyes, so you ain't got to worry about that. So we got a couple of different topics that I want to touch on, waiting for a few people to call in. I see my man, Mr. Righteous, is on the line. I'm going to get to him in a moment. First topic I want to talk to y'all about today. Usually I start off with sports, but I just got irritated. I saw this story. Well, I saw the video. I don't know if you saw the video. Lil Wayne talking about how he smashed Chris Bosh's wife. Now, everybody makes fun of Chris Bosh. We understand. We saw the pictures of him taking the champagne facial off. They won the championship. The dude is awkward. I get it. But the fact that you got kicked out of a basketball game and now all of a sudden you hate the Heat, so now you announce that you boned Chris Bosh's wife. Now, you're supposed to be a gangster. You're supposed to be a thug. And you pick out the softest dude in the world and say, that's why I boned his wife. Like, what type of credibility does that get you? Like, how does that make you feel tougher? Does that really make you feel better about yourself? Because if telling a group of people that you smashed a soft dude's wife lets me think that you're a punk. Like, what happened to being tough because you fought another tough dude? So now all of a sudden, like, are we supposed to be, and I don't understand the people in the crowd, they're probably just there, they're probably just drunk, just want to see a show. Like, how you going to clap that up? Like, you know what I mean? Like, as much strippers and love boy as Wayne Man Drake be pulling, like, he has the, I couldn't even, I'm so speechless about this. Like, I don't think Wayne's tough just because of how tight his pants are. I think I give him a little jab to the right and a little uppercut. The kid's going down because he can't shuffle his feet. But that's just me. That's just one of the topics. Let me know what y'all thought. Did y'all thought that was he totally wrong? Should he even been brought up? Because I'm pretty sure, like, you say that you smashed a man's wife. Like, let's not act like people ain't knock off Wayne's girl. Because didn't she get knocked up by some Memphis dude? I don't know what's wrong with the youth these days. I didn't think I was getting old, but I must be getting old. I mean, plus they better than me, man. You go on national TV talking about you smashed my wife. You gonna have a long day when I see you, cause I'm gonna have somebody with a camera. I'm like, yo, tell your security to back up, just me and you. See what he do. See what he put on World Star. But that's just what I want to talk about today. Hey, Mr. Righteous, what you think about Lil Wayne talking about how he smashed Chris Bosh's wife? Was that good for publicity, or was that just whack?
No, I think dude is an idiot for saying something like that. That's one thing you don't do is say you smashed another grown man's wife, girlfriend, whatever the case may be. That's something you just don't do. That's them lines you just don't cross. And dude is just a plain idiot just because he got kicked out of a basketball game. He had to be doing something else other than rooting for the daggone Lakers to be get kicked out.
Yeah, they said that some dude was heckling him. They said he was rooting for the Lakers. And when the Heat started beating up on him, some dude behind him was talking bad about him, talking about how his Lakers suck. And he live in Miami and go back to New Orleans. And Wayne said, "I got a gun, I'll shoot you." So the police got called and kicked him out because they said he threatened the dude and said that he had a weapon. Now, they said he searched him, didn't have a weapon. Thank goodness, because that'd just be dumb. But they said that's why I kicked him out. But then the NBA League came out with a statement saying that he's not banned from NBA games. They don't know what Wayne's talking about. I don't know. If I was Chris Bosh, if I look at Wayne like, all right, I can't beat him, I think he's tougher than me, I go, if I got all that money, I'd pay somebody $5,000 with AIDS. I'd be like, yo, let me get your blood real quick in a syringe, and I'll poke Wayne with a bloody needle of AIDS. And like, ha, gotcha.
Oh, man.
That's just me. That's just me if I feel like I couldn't beat a Wayne.
Chris Bosh is 7 foot. Lil Wayne is 4'3". I think if he kicked him one good time, it'll hurt him.
Yeah, but that don't mean he can fight, though. Like, no matter what, like, if Bosh can't fight, or even if he got a security round, Bosh might get jumped and get beat up. But if he gave Wayne that pricky needle, and I'm like, now what? Gotcha. then what's he going to do? Like, you can't say that Bosh was wrong. He got on national TV and said, "I smashed your wife."
Right.
Like, your wife, not your girl.
Mm-hmm.
That's your girl. I'm going to get like Irison on you. Not my girl. We're not talking about practice. That bloody needle. I mean, if Bosh can fight, I just say just beat him up.
Yeah, well, that's what drugs would do to you, man.
Yeah, man, cocaine's a hell of a drug. But that's what I just want to start off on that. I saw that tomfoolery, man, and I just got so upset, man. I don't know what's wrong with these kids these days, man. These kids need to stop taking so much drugs. But Mr. Righteous, you got something you want to talk about?
Yeah, man. As you saw a disturbing video, I saw a disturbing video today. Last night anyway, two organizations. I don't want to go ahead and, you know, put them on blast like that. I don't know if that's appropriate or not.
Come on, man. We on the off ramp, yo. We going to keeping it real city.
Okay. Well, I put it out there, man. I mean, I'm just going off of it. I mean, my gracious organization that I'm a part of, Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, and you know, I saw the video with my sisters, the Zetas, and a brother of ours, Phi Beta Sigma, was on there fighting inside of a store, restaurant, what the case may be. Now, the three girls, three Zetas, were beating up on one girl, which I thought was kind of inappropriate. Why are you, you know, beating up on one girl? It's three of y'all. Should have been just one of y'all. The other problem I had is... Huh?
Yo, some Zetas be big. These ones are the big ones, was it?
Even if it was a big Zeta, it shouldn't be three on one.
I bet you they was fighting at a restaurant, though, wasn't they?
Yeah, they were fighting at a restaurant. But, I mean, you in there, you got your letters on, for one, fighting. And then the other guy, he pulls out a gun with his letters on. And then he puts it in guy's face, and then he puts it in the girl's face, and the girl's on the ground pleading for her life. Now, I don't agree with doing stuff like that. I mean, as many times I've seen cats get into fights, when you out in public and you representing, you know, an organization as elite as ours, man, you just don't do stuff like that with those letters on, because that makes all of us look bad. And remember, we worldwide. So when people look at that, it was like, oh, that's the type of stuff that these guys are a part of, or that these girls are into. Anybody gonna want to be a part of something like that if that's the type of stuff that goes on? And I, it just it just bothered me to see that. And I, like I said, many times I've seen cats get into it, but those letters came off because those letters is a totally different thing. You got those letters on your chest, you walk with your head up high, man, and you represent something special, man. And that just wasn't special out there that day when I saw that video.
Yeah, I mean, that's disturbing on a lot of levels. I mean, it's one of those things where, you know, the youth these days, you know, it's the reason why gang membership's so high. It's that pack mentality. I don't know if it's because of the lack of the fathers, lack of the parents in the homes, but it's like you decide to join something where you should join an organization like that to welcome new brothers or sisters in your life. You welcome people that will basically hope that you have their back when you make bad decisions. Instead of these young kids saying, oh, man, nah, man, we don't need to fight. We can get with them another day. Or, look, yo, just shoot the fair one out in the parking lot. These kids decide to jump people because they can't fight one-on-one. And, you know what I mean, that back in the day, you know, you fought one-on-one, whether you won or lost, you know what I mean, you earned your stripes. You know what I mean? That even that person you fought was like, well, there ain't no punk. We tussled. You know what I mean? It was a rap. I won, I lost, and then you moved on.
Right.
Half of the time, you became cool with that person because you're like, all right, man, I'm tired after fighting. I don't want to fight them no more, so you might as well be cool. But the fact that, you know what I mean, when you have your letters on, when you're representing a distinguished organization, is even sadder. That to me wonders about the intake process of that organization and that chapter. You know,
exactly.
The thing is that our letters are Phi Beta Sigma, Zeta Phi Beta, Alpha Kappa Alpha, Kappa Alpha Psi. So many of those organizations are represented worldwide, but they're broken down into individual entities. It's sort of like franchises with corporations.
Mm-hmm.
And even though the corporation might do well, even though Pepsi might be giving Beyonce millions and millions of dollars to dance at the Super Bowl, that doesn't mean that their distributor in Macon, Georgia is doing well. You know what I mean? And that
right.
kind of correlates to how, you know, fraternities and sororities be. And sometimes you get that bad light. You know, you have an organization at a certain university that doesn't breed their individuals that are members with the pride that they should with those letters that come with it, and you get these bad instances. And these kids don't know how to learn to just stay out of trouble's way. And it's scary. It's scary what this world can come to.
Mm-hmm.
But with the information that these young kids can process quickly, the way they can use computers, the assets that they have in their hand, I feel like they can just be great, but they're
mm-hmm.
so worried about being cool that it's going to kill them.
Yeah, man. I think some people just get in for all the wrong reasons too. They think it's all party and games, so.
Go ahead.
I was just saying that they think it's all party and games, but they don't know it's work that comes with it.
Yeah, I never understood that. I mean, you didn't have to join an organization to party. Parties was there all the time. I mean, I went to an all-white school. Yeah, it wasn't all white. It was mainly white. You know what I mean? My dorm was I had two white roommates, three white dudes in the hallway next to me. And the rest of my floor was women. It was party every night. I've never ate so many sugar cookies in my life. I didn't have to join an organization to party.
Right.
But you know what I mean? Like, you didn't need that to party. But, you know, I guess it's hard to get in these young kids' mind. I mean, we're not young anymore. You worry about how these kids were raised and, you know what I mean, what they've been through and where their leadership is coming from.
Yeah.
But, you know, we can only try to raise our kids right and see what's going on. But, hey, we got to the 16-minute mark. I want to touch it. Do you got anything else to say? Can we move on to the next topic?
Yeah, we're good. We can move on, man.
I got this written down earlier that I was talking about. It kind of correlates to the subject you were just talking about. We're talking about gun laws, man. With all the sad story that happened in, you know, Connecticut with the guy jumping in there, shooting up kids, and all these bad instances with guns, you know, they got the cop who transformed all his guns to automatic weapons and shooting up cops and all this stuff. do you favor any gun laws? Like, do you feel like the gun laws should be stricter? And if so, like, what type of gun laws do you think would make an improvement so that our kids can be safer on these streets? And so that hopefully you don't have an instance like you just had with, you know, young kids in a restaurant pulling the gun on people.
Right. Well, first of all, it need to be, the background check need to be a little bit more, say, extraneous is the word I guess I want to use. Like, it needs to look more deeply into the individual instead of just, you know, doing certain other things. Like I do believe, like most of the people who did do those school shootings had some type of mental issue or maybe some type of home issue where they just, you know, just couldn't take it and just did whatever they needed to be. They needed some type of counseling or something. So I believe they should do some type of medical research on these people, too, before they even start putting guns in these kids' hands. But most of it comes down to the parents, though. I mean, because if you notice, if you ever go to the South, these guys down there that who do hunting, they take their kids out hunting. They teach them how to shoot. They show them how to shoot. They show them where the weapons are. They teach them how to do all that good stuff. So, I mean, most of it, I mean, the parents have to be held responsible for their weapons. They need to be locked up somewhere safe, somewhere where the kids cannot get in and kids cannot break in and take their guns and go to school. That's bottom line. Forget, besides the extra background check, the parents need to be held accountable for those weapons because, you know what I mean? That's the only way they're going to know they're in the house, that they show their kids. It's the only way they know they're in the house.
Right. See, yeah, I mean, and I'm kind of conflicted. I'm an avid gun enthusiast, you know what I mean? Like I have firearms. I love my firearms. But I feel like I'm responsible. I guess the fact that I shot myself in the toe is one of the main reasons why I'm safe with my firearms. But it's one of the main things that, you know, I worry about because I don't ever want to feel restricted just in case something goes crazy and they start setting these drones and start shooting up houses. And these military people coming, I want to be able to protect my family, especially if these crazy people try to break in the house. But I also don't see the reason I have a fully automatic AR-15. It's just not something that I think I'll ever need. Like, you know what I mean? Like, if you want to get yourself a shotgun or a big-ass handgun so somebody walks in your door and you can put two in them like Fishburne did and Boys in the Hood, I'm like, damn, almost got them. Then cool, but you know what I mean? Like, just there's no point in me being able to put 80 rounds in you. But I'm kind of a little bit different. Can I be honest with you, Mr. Righteous? I think that this needs to be a lot more testing, and I'm going to sound like a communist. And I know I am, but I firmly believe it. There needs to be tests for a lot of different things. I feel like before you have a baby, you should have to take a test. You shouldn't be letting all these young kids and dumb kids be out here having babies, cause it's just making things a lot tougher. And I know I sound horrible about that, but I feel like if you have to take a test to drive in the streets, you should take a test to bring life in this world. And I know we're going to get into the whole God don't make mistakes, but and all that other goodness gracious. But let's be honest, if you fucking at 15. That ain't God not making a mistake. That's just you fucking, and 9 times out of 10, you're going to have a kid.
Right.
Because you probably use a protection if you're boning at 15.
Right.
That's just me, though. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like all people should take a test. Once you hit 60, you should have to take the driving test every 2 years because I'm tired of these old people messing up the drive flow of traffic. Why are old people awake at 6 o'clock in the morning? You got nothing to do. That's why we call it the off-ramble here. Sometimes we can get off tangent, but hey, that's what we're here for. Hey, I got a call on the line. Where you going? What's going on there, Carl? What you got to talk about?
Thank you too much, man. I'm just inputting on what you guys are talking about, man.
Yeah, so you got anything you want to talk about? I mean, we're talking about Lil Wayne, Bone and Boz. We're talking about gun laws. What's going on in your world? Who am I speaking with?
You're speaking to the truth, man, AG.
Oh, the truth. What's popping, son? What's going on? How's life treating you?
I can't complain. Nice and warm up here in Baltimore.
Okay. Another be more careful. The city that reads, even though I ain't never seen a dude with a book in that joint. But it's all good, though. I love B-Ball. I love 695. So what you want to talk about? What's going on up there in Baltimore, man? What you try to talk about this evening? You can talk about anything here on the off-ramp.
Anything? Well, I mean, I happen to be listening to a couple of your past shows. You know, I heard the topic on Michael Jordan in the 50 week.
Yeah, you know, they celebrated Michael Jordan's 50th birthday with a whole week of highlights, and I don't understand why. I don't think it was necessary.
And can I ask why? What part did you not understand?
Yo, when the people turn 50 every day, B, and I don't see highlights. My man Chuck, the greatest power forward of all time, turned 50. All they gave him was a whack-ass interview, and the only highlight they showed was him messing
right
up with the
golf club. He's probably number three or four at power forward. All right, there's a couple more better than him, definitely. Namely, Tim Duncan. We will say he's number one.
Tim's the best power forward of all time?
Yeah,
he ain't Chuck, though.
He has to be. And I'm a fan of Chuck. Like him way more than Tim, but Tim's a better ball player, son.
Okay, but hold up. But we all know Chuck's one of the greatest, right?
I wouldn't disagree.
So how come if Mike – now, I'm not going to tell you that Mike's not a better player than Jordan. I won't say that.
Mm-hmm.
But if Mike is arguably one or two of the greatest – and Chuck is the third best power forward of all time. If Mike can get a week, why can't Chuck get at least 2 hours?
I'm not saying. Chuck should probably got about 2 or 3 hours. But you're arguing why Mike got a week. You're talking about a man who changed the game. Yeah, I mean, he at one point in time was the biggest icon in sport. That's why he gets a whole week.
Yeah, it was a great marketing. He was a hell of a cheater. You know, he was a hell of a gambler, and he was a hell of a ball player. But, you know, everyone wanted to be like Mike. Gatorade came out.
And that's what I'm saying. We're not just talking basketball, though.
You got to wait till I finish making my point. Be on the radio, son. I can mute you.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead, Truth. What you got?
Yeah, as I was saying, though, you know, we're not just talking basketball with the man, Mike. We're talking about what he did, like, just in general. The man was an icon. So that's why he got that 50 week. I mean, you got to
tell me. Yo, Chuck wasn't an icon. He was the first one to tell these people in America, I am not a role model. You should be a role model. Who's a role model to your kids, you or Michael Jordan?
Hold up. Mike was not the first to say that. Chuck said that.
That's what I just said. I said Chuck was an icon. He was the first one to tell these parents that I am not a role model. You should be a role model to your kids. So, Truth, who's a role model to your kids, you or Michael Jordan?
Well, of course, I will hope. I'm first being a role model.
Chuck started this barbecue stuff. This is the mother
radio, sir. You didn't let me finish after you asked me a question, sir. Go right ahead, Tom, messing with you.
hey, but hold on there, Truth. Hey, Mr. Righteous, man, so do you think they should have got a whole week of Michael Jordan? Man, I say that stuff is overblown, man. I think they need to get off Mike nuts.
He did do a lot more than what Chuck did. I mean, this kid made billions for the NBA, dude. Billions, man. Now, I don't think any other athlete made billions for the sport, for their sport like this dude did. I mean, he made it so that when Nike signed him, it got to the point where Adidas went out looking for all stars. Reebok went out looking for all star players. The point was that that's why they started all those AAU camps and all that stuff, just to find people like Mike Jordan, so that way they can capitalize off of. I was just saying this kid made the NBA billions. I think they should change the NBA logo to the Jumpman sign, yo.
I'm glad you said that. I wasn't going to mention that, but that would be something to do. I mean, Jerry West, good ball player, but I mean, that Jumpman emblem is huge.
Yeah.
Everywhere. Yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm not taking anything away from Mike. I'm just saying, like, a whole week just because the man turned 50. Now, if we were celebrating Mike's 10th anniversary of winning his last championship, if we were celebrating Mike's 10th anniversary of winning his first championship, if we were celebrating his 10th anniversary or 5th anniversary of winning the slam dunk contest. I understand the highlights. But the only people who should be celebrating Mike's 50th birthday is Mike, his friends, and his mama. If she's still alive, I know the dad passed away, God rest his soul, but I ain't seen nobody interviewing them. Those are the two that was humping to get Mike.
Yeah, but again, like I said, it's all publicity and money, man. I mean, you have to look at it like this. It's the same reason NBA 2K has put Mike on the last two covers, because they still need that icon face. LeBron, Kobe, great ball players, but they will never be what Mike's done to the game. So you have to keep, I guess you could say, you know, using him for what he does.
Yeah. So I can understand what he's saying, because basically everything that LeBron and Kobe is doing was already done. All they're doing is just enhancing the situation. There's not much they can really do that Mike hasn't already done.
Well, let's not act like Mike's the most accomplished basketball player of all time, because there's a man named Bill Russell who's got more rings than fingers.
Oh, yeah. I think Bill's got a weak deal.
People keep acting like Mike got every record in the book. Like, you know what I mean? Let's not act like George Gervin ain't put up better numbers than Mike be.
I think they should have gave Bill a week. Bill should have got a week.
And they did. They gave him a BS interview, too, where he told a story about Nelson Mandela and his white wife. And that was the only highlight of it. He told Nelson Mandela that if he can't accept you as my wife, then he can go to hell. I thought that joke was gangster.
You didn't watch the interviews yesterday?
Yeah, I watched the joint. I didn't see the whole thing with Bill. I saw the joint with Chuck, though. You know, Chuck was the man, yo. Chuck is the best power forward of all time, you know. He's easily the best little power forward of all time.
See, Chuck is like the Chris Carter of the NBA. I mean, he did so much good and he did so much bad that you know how most people always hang on to the negative things that you've done.
Yeah,
which is why he gets shafted so much.
I mean, all he did was spit on a little girl. I'm pretty sure she spit on herself.
I mean, he spit on a little girl. He punched a couple people in the face. I mean, besides punching the fan in the face.
When they was over there in China, man.
Say that again, Truth.
I said, Chuck, I mean, like, I'm not taking nothing away from Chuck, but like the other caller said, it's the actions that he had. I mean, he had some run-ins, man. Just like over in doing the Dream Team tour, man, fighting the kids fighting the other players and stuff like that, man.
What do you say? I don't know who Angola is, but they in trouble.
Yeah, exactly. Like, yo, them dudes were like 5'8". They center was 6 foot.
That's why my man Chuck's the greatest, man. That's why my man Chuck's the greatest.
And another point to that, too, the reason why the Dream Team was so good is what I'm hearing is because the European players were so in shock that they were playing against these all-stars that they was more happy to play against them than even trying to beat them. Like now, the Europeans want to be over here, and all they want to do is try to beat us, so that's why our competition is a little stiffer now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man, Jordan ain't even want to be on that team, you know. These dudes are soft. But, hey, as a quick side topic, we only got 2 minutes left, so we got to wrap this up. Yo, what's up with these NBA kids' outfits, yo? Did you see Kevin with the shiny stars on his back? Yo, it's pretty gay.
Yeah, they're doing too much. The skinny jeans and all that stuff. Number one, I don't see how they're getting in these jeans. I'm not a fan.
Mm-mm. Not at all, man. Them little clothes, and then they wear glasses with no lenses. Looks pretty dumb. They got leather pants. It's pretty terrible, man.
Well, look, I just better hope I never see y'all in them things, yo. We got problems. But good talk tonight, fellas. I got to wrap this up. There's only a minute left. I want to drop a quick jewel on y'all real quick. Relationship rules. If you come home and your wife talks your head off for an hour straight every single day, doesn't let you take your coat off, doesn't let you take your shoes off, and you don't complain, you write down that you should get head at least once a week. Relationship rules. My last gem, Black History Month. Whitney M. Young, support the strong, give the courage, to the timid, remind the indifferent, and warn the opposed. This is Beach Bump Gun. Thank you for joining me on the off-ramp. I love y'all. Another great episode. Thanks for all the callers. Please give us a call anytime, 646-915-80. I'll see y'all tomorrow night. I love y'all. Peace.